How do I tell them?
How do I tell them?
How do I pay the bills?
How do I pay the bills?
I know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the fears, the need to know. How do I know? Because I'm living with cancer too. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. And we can help people like you, whatever you need to ask. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
From Wondery and Audible comes Class of 88, a new podcast hosted by Will Smith. Before 1988, a lot of people didn't take hip-hop seriously. But hip-hop today touches everything, from film to fashion to sports. So what changed? Follow Class of 88 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello.
Good to see you. Good to hear from you. I'm going to be seeing you in person real soon. You'll be flying on in here to LA for the Golden Crappies happening this Saturday at the Palace Theater, downtown Los Angeles. If you're in Southern California or in America, you should really come. Tickets can be purchased at watchacrappens.com. If you can't make it for some reason, you can stream it. You can watch it on Moment. They are our wonderful partners. They've partnered with us for the past 2 years to provide really great streaming access to the show. So if you want to buy a code or pass or whatever for a moment, go also to watchacrappens.com. And our site is also where you can get a link to vote, because voting is still open through Thursday. So make sure you vote, because these races are actually very close. So can't wait to read the results on Saturday. Can't wait to see everyone. We can be with our people, all the Bravo heads, everyone all together in one place. So we are psyched. But in the meantime, we still have work to do. We still have Below Deck. Below Deck is here for... That was a long pause. That made me sound disappointed. I wasn't. I just was like trying to remember, what are we recapping right now? My brain is so fried. But it's Below Deck.
Recapping Below Deck Adventure. Style now. We've taken adventure and we've turned it regular style. Regular style is now got 100% more adventure. And let me tell you something else adventurous. Our camera angles, our slow-mo, our music from the rap industry. All right? Wait for it. Below Deck first. Music from the rap industry. Bring it in, boys, and give me some slow-mo food or some really girly food. And they show artistic food and the chef sweating and cutting slowly. And then the music's like, cut the salmon, yeah. Cut that salmon, yeah.
Yeah, they're really trying up some new things in this 11th season of Below Deck.
They are.
Which is, I mean, look, this is a season of adventure. And it's also a season of small cubes of beef filet, and also kayaking by mangroves. Adventure!
You thought a tomahawk had to be bigger than a human head? Well, I've got an adventure for you. It's served as a tiny cube today. Adventure!
I'm glad we paid a premium for this tomahawk, so we could just serve a very small part of it for all of yous. Adventure!
Now, I'm not one to serve the tables as a captain of the boat, but I would like to offer this table a little tiny square of Adventure Hawk steak. Any takers?
Adventure Hawk. And after your adventure by the mangroves, you're going to have a delicate picnic on a beach. A beach full of adventure!
They may just be large seashells now, but those were once filled with animals. Animals who left their shells for an adventure.
It never ends. So where we left off were these guests, these poor guests. They're really annoying guests. They turn everything into a sexual innuendo in a groan-worthy way. But I feel bad for them because they've been sitting at their table for like 4 hours and have had three courses. Like every course has been an hour apart. And so they're sitting there, they're hungry, they're annoyed, they're drunk. And Anthony, the chef, we've named the stress on this show Anthony. I'm feeling so Anthony right now. He's struggling in the kitchen and he's like, oh, one more moment, please. And they're like, can you just hurry up? We're hungry.
Yeah. And he's, they send Fraser down. He's like, chef, they asked if we could be a little bit quicker with the food. That's all they really would like, is quicker on the food. Do you understand? And he's like, oh, yes, but French people spend an hour on these things, you know, maybe this big. We spend an hour. He's like, well, these are not the French people. All right. It makes. Have the bathing habits of the French people, but not the French people. Let's get on it.
I don't want to be that person. There's nothing worse than someone yapping at you to get your job done sooner, quicker, better, faster. But if we don't have any food on the table, then we all go down. So I'm going to be that bitch.
Watch me now, that bitch.
Also, sorry to French people for saying something about bathing habits. I get that from Southern Charm, Naomi. Being like, I'm only going to take a shower like once every 5 days because I'm French or whatever that was. I felt guilty after I said it. I was like, what do I know
about
French people and their bathing habits? Especially look at me right now. I look like I've just opened a tin can and am cooking it over a trash fire. So I don't know who the hell I think I'm poking.
As someone who formerly was the president of his French club in high school, I will tell you that I remember reading the textbook in French class, and it was like, common stereotypes of the French people, that they don't wear deodorant. They do wear deodorant. I just always remember the textbook being like, hey, guys, French people wear deodorant. If only you would learn that lesson, Ronnie. If only.
Hey, wait a minute. This book smells.
The book was then like, rom, rom, rom. I was like, whoa.
How could you do this to me?
So Fraser is like, I'm that bitch. So then Barbie drops a glass and she's like, oi, Dios mio, huh? I'm from Argentina. That's right. So then Jared is talking to Ben about how to do the platform. Jared is the bosun, for those of you who don't know names yet. He's the kind of questionable at best bosun. And he's like, we're going to do the swim platform like this. And we're going to grab them both this way. And we want to connect the handles. And Ben's like, oh, really? Connect the handles? Is that what you're saying? Supposed to connect them? He's like, bro, you got a point. I see what you're saying. The handles don't really connect. So, not really sure where I'm going with that. All right, you got a lighter?
Jared is definitely like a golden retriever of a bosun, which has its pluses and its minuses, mainly minuses. But he seems good hearted, but he just doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing. But Ben is also an underminer because Ben could very easily just say, oh, you know what? I don't think that the handles connect. But instead he goes, connect the handles. Like, he is definitely undermining Jared and is basically aiming to take over his job.
Yeah, he's like, all right, could you say that again? I've got the camera on you. It's just a picture. Go ahead, say it again. Closer to the microphone. Closer.
Okay, now hold on. After you say handle, let me put the camera on myself and go, a-coo-coo, am I right?
All right, Let me just send this video to bigman@adventure.com. All right, got it.
So then Captain Carey's giving instructions about how to do the overnight thing, and he's wearing like boxers and a big red t-shirt, like not like a big comma red t-shirt. It's actually wearing a branded t-shirt for the big red gum, which is like kind of adorable. And then Fraser is finally bringing up the food. After all this time, he is bringing up the aforementioned tomahawk steak, which has been shaved down to a tiny cube. Why do you need a tomahawk steak to serve it like that? Like, the whole point of a tomahawk steak is that it's this big, thick cut, and it comes to the table, and it looks like a boat. It's a boat on a boat. And instead, he just reduces it down to a tiny little square. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. I mean, I guess it's refinement, because the tomahawk steak is terrifying. Like, it's a Flintstones episode, you know, Flintstones opening. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, these are Texans. They don't need refinement in their steaks. The Texans want their fucking cow mooing, okay? They want it gigantic, and they want it on a plate, okay?
Yeah.
But they didn't complain. They liked it. I think that this chef is really good at scaring these people into not complaining about anything food-wise. because they don't want to feel ignorant. I mean, when you see a tomahawk steak served like a little cube like that, I think you just assume that whoever did this is better than you, because no one you know would do this.
No. So then one of the women goes, oh my God, this is so good. I'm having an aneurysm. And which of course means that someone else goes, did you say orgasm?
Like, come on. Well, one of the guys says it and they're like, oh, come on, Todd. Or whatever. I'm like, aren't you the lady who said that she's moist 10 times? Come on. So then we cut back to the chef, like in his own rap world, they're rapping still in the kitchen and the chef is moving really slow-mo. It's like the slow-mo action. And we see like citrus splurting out of a lemon. I really like this Skinemax thing they're doing with the food.
Yeah, it's like slow-mo food. 2 Chainz is playing on the stereo and
I'm moist.
And I'm moist, baby. I'm moist. So then Holly goes, I think I'm going to need some more wine. I mean, water's good too. And the other lady goes, yeah, I'd focus on the water. Mm-hmm. So then Kat is clearing the table and she's, I guess, clearing them sort of diner style where she has one plate on her hand and another on her forearm. And Fraser intervenes. It's like, don't you dare stack a plate on another plate when you're clearing. Are you kidding me? This is not a Waffle House. This is not America. This is a super yacht.
Darling, let's clear a maximum of 2 plates at a time. I don't like how it looks. No one's going to like how it looks. I don't like how it feels. Yes, I am that bitch.
I don't want to be that bitch to remind you of this, but we're not Red Lobster. 1 plate per hand. That's it.
How dare you diss Red Lobster's serving? My aunt used to work there. That was like the classiest restaurant I ever went to. I thought it was amazing that you could choose whatever you wanted them to murder for you from the tank. You could be like, I want that one, daddy. And they'd be like, okay.
Daddy.
And then they'd murder its ass.
Daddy, how about that lobster? That was the prequel for Saltburn.
I never felt so privileged. And then my grandfather, my aunt would wait on this huge Lebanese family, okay? There's like 20 of us. And then we would leave and my grandfather would take the tip off the table. That's your own daughter's tip. And we'd be like, Jiddy, you can't just take the money and be like, she doesn't need it.
Have you ever been to Cheddar's?
No, but why do I know that name? Do you like it? Do you bring it up a lot? Cheddar's.
No, I went for last week. I don't know. I went for the first time last week and it was like one of the worst restaurants I ever went to in my life. And I'm someone who is not a snob about like the Applebee's and Red Lobsters and all that. Like I love Red Lobster.
Okay? Well, cheddar is like the most basic cheese other than American, right?
I mean, but it could be used effectively. And I will say, first of all, a restaurant called Cheddar's is just sort of funny. It makes me think there's someone out there named like, I don't know, someone named their child Cheddar. Like, hey, Cheddar. Could you go get that TV remote for me? Thank you. It's like, I'm going to make a restaurant one day, mother. You know?
Cheddar. So what about Cheddar's that sucked or what?
It was everything. It was awful. Everything was sweet in a way that was terrible. And, so Red Lobster, their signature thing is that they put out, you know, the Cheddar Bay biscuits, right?
The biscuits. Yeah, that's your fave.
So Cheddar's, thing is that they put out these like sad, flat, like Pillsbury croissants, and they top them with what looks like jizz. It's like a sweet glaze, and it's just like having breakfast food before you like dive into your whatever shitty Cobb salad is. It was like literally a nightmare.
Well, Cheddar's people. Sorry for everything we just did to you. I'm a sucker and I would still eat there because it's called cheddar. And even though I just called it the most basic cheese, it's also the best. I mean, it's what mac and cheese is made with, and also it's just cheese in general. I don't think I could ever vote down something named cheese. That's why I'm going to name my baby Munster, if I ever have one. Munster. Yeah. Everyone's going to love it. It's the most inoffensive, delicious cheese.
I'm going to name my child Camembert. Ooh, I had a dream last night that
your child is going to get his ass kicked in school. I can tell you that. No one's going to fuck with Munster because it sounds like monster, and because it's like offense. Nobody, everybody likes it. Camembert. I wouldn't.
I think maybe like Roquefort, and people call him Rocky, or Brie is actually already a name, so there's that. So I'm not gonna name anyone Brie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's get back to it. So now we're poaching pears. Okay.
Provolone. Okay, sorry, go on.
I loved Fraser. I like that Fraser came back this season with this, like, look at me. I've taken criticism from last season, and I've come back as a joyful, fun person who's still got a steady hand, but fun. But he just can't help himself. He brings out these poached pears and goes, this is a poached pear with yet another red wine reduction. You just can't help yourself. And I love it because you're correct. The chef is just like, okay, you know what? Lobster tail, 9 times tonight. And red wine reduction, let's just use it again. Just keep it going.
Congratulations. You now have a dessert that matches your clothing from the 80s. So then Kat's doing
some... Overused trash that should have been thrown away 2 courses ago.
So Kat is now doing something at the bar. That's where Barbie is. And Barbie is still mad at Kat because... previously on Below Deck, Fraser asked Kat to clean out the pantry. And then when she was doing that, Barbie asked Kat to do something. And Kat was like, I just have to do the pantry. And Barbie was like so pissed. So now Barbie is like mad that Kat's in the bar. And Barbie's like, I'm sorry. I just need you to like not be here for 1 second. This is just like where I have to be. So could you just like not be here for 1 second? Thank you.
And Kat's like, sorry, ma'am. Just trying to help. A rude mind.
They're just not seeing what I can do.
No one understands what I'm trying to do for this boat. So, yeah, she's a disaster. So then the chef is complaining about a lady day. So then the lady upstairs, these guests are characters. The lady's like, all right, you know what? We should go to a bed, but let's go to the hot tub first. Let's go to the hot tub guy. And Fraser, everyone else is starting to clean and get ready. So then we have a Barbie and Kat scene where Barbie and Kat have just been given orders to do things. And Barbie's going, Kat, Kat. And then we cut to Kat eating. Now, we cut to Kat eating about 10 times in this episode. And I'm not sure what they're trying to lead us on to Kat. But we also, another running thing in this episode is we see one of the girls constantly drinking water. And I don't know if it's going to be a storyline that she's dehydrated. You never know on Below Deck. But they're purposely putting in tons of shots of this girl eating and another girl drinking a lot of water. It's a very food and bev heavy season. I'm calling it.
It really is showing all sides of the human experience. So, anyway, people are in the hot tub, but then everyone leaves except for Rebecca and Brian, who are the primaries, and they get naked and they just start to have sex in the hot tub. And then Barbie is talking to Kyle.
I'm sorry, that shit is nasty, okay? And you're doing it right in front of the camera crew, too. You guys are so nasty. I'm sorry for whoever parents these are, because you know this is somebody's parent, okay? Somebody's sitting at home having to watch their parents do this in the hot tub. Gross.
I know.
And should parents be allowed to be sexy? Of course, at home, okay?
So, Gruyere, please close your eyes, because your parents are fucking right now.
Camembert, I know one of your eyes is already swollen shut from getting bullied at school, but shut the other one right now because mommy's embarrassing us, okay?
Barbie goes up to Kyle and she's like, I'm pretty sure that the primaries are fucking upstairs. And he's like, oh, how'd you figure that out? And she's like, well, they like kicked me out and said I can go to bed now. Clearly fucking.
And he's like, well, wouldn't you be fucking too if you were on a yacht?
And she's like, I promised my dad I wasn't going to hook up on St. David. I promised myself I'm not going to hook up on St. David. And guess what? I'm not hooking up on St. David. I'm from Argentina. I'm rich. And so he's like, if I were on a super yacht, I'd be hooking up with that hot tub as well. And then we cut to the downstairs room. I forgot this was the boat that has the cutout where you can see the people while you're in the bed. You see the homely people fucking in the hot tub. That is nasty.
This was actually hilarious because watching these two people, you know, it's like watching two chicken thighs go at it.
I was going to say, it's like when you put two chicken breasts into a Ziploc bag to marinate them in soy sauce. That's what it
was. It was like an invisible marinade. So they're writhing in the hot tub. And then the producers are asking Barbie and Kyle about their sexual experiences and what they like. And as they are talking, we have a split screen. It'll be like Barbie and the people fucking to the right of Barbie. And then it'll be Kyle and the people fucking to the left of Kyle. And they were just going, just yammering. And it was hilarious because no one really cares what these two have to say. But just the fact that they're yammering on about their sex lives. And these two people are just fucking on our screen for a minute straight. It was hilarious.
So Kyle, who I'm calling Marco for half this recap, I don't know why, but he's talking about how hot he is and like how all the ladies really love him. And then they cut to Barbie, and we're supposed to be like turned on, I guess, because there's people fucking, and then we've got these like slightly more attractive people talking about fucking. But it's Barbie's not letting them get away with it. She's like, I'm not fucking that guy. They're like, but what do you think about Kyle? She's like, gross. He talks funny. And then it cuts to Kyle. He's like, I'm really good with my tongue. One girl I gave a seizure to. That was pretty traumatic for me. And she's like, gross. He talks funny. Hate him. Hate his accent.
Is that being good with your tongue if you send someone into a seizure? I'm not sure that's good with your tongue. I don't know if I want to advertise that. Hey, look, lady, let's go back to my place and I'll tongue you so hard that you can have a seizure and have to actually go to the hospital and you may run up a medical bill.
Yeah. He's like, have you ever seen somebody who's lost control of half of their body? I can do that to you permanently. Want to do it? It's like, no, I don't.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, Barbie is sexy. She's hot. You know, if she was jumping up and down in my bedroom speaking Spanish, you're being serious trouble then. Spoiler,
I'd love girls. To cause that girl diarrhea. Done it before. Common cold, headaches, dizziness, nausea. I'm here for you. What are you, the side
They call me Sky Rizzy. Nothing is everything.
I love that song. That's what that's for.
Nothing I think it is
everything.
Sky Rizzy. What, by the way, so who deep. Is naming their drug Sky Rizzy? First of all, it sounds like a pop star. But like of a band from like 15 years ago, and they never were huge. There was like a Ryan Cabrera level, like Sky Rizzy. Like, oh, do you remember like Sky Rizzy?
It's a pop star from like the Jersey Shore. Sky yeah. Rizzy.
Sky Rizzy.
Everything. What a deep song, really. If you
it's a great song. I always wonder if Becky G sings that song. It seems like a Becky G song.
Academy is a new scripted podcast that follows Ava Richards, played by HBO's Industries' Myhala Harold, a brilliant scholarship student who has to quickly adapt to her newfound eat or be eaten world. Ava's ambitions take hold and her small town values break in hopes of becoming the first scholarship student to make the list. Bishop Gray's all-coveted academic top 10, curated by the headmaster himself. But after realizing she has no chance at the list on her own, she reluctantly accepts an invitation to a secret underground society that pulls the strings on campus life and academic success. If she bends to their will, she'll have everything she's ever dreamed of. But at what cost? Academy takes you into the world of a cutthroat private school where power, money, and sex collide in a game of life and death. Follow Academy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Academy early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
From Wondery, this is Black History For Real. I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm Conscious Lee.
What do most people think about when they hear the words Black History?
Rosa Parks, Reconstruction, MLK, February, Black History
Month. Exactly, exactly. There are so many stories of Black history that we just are not really talking about or thinking about, especially outside of February. And we are about to flip the script on all of that. Because on this show, you're going to hear a little less
in August 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
And a little bit more.
She is a heroine to some. As a fighter for Black rights, she is a villain to others.
Follow Black History For Real on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on February 5th, or you can listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting January 29th. Join Wondery Plus on the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, so Kyle gives people the common cold when he has sex with them, and he's proud of it. And so he's like, yeah, I'm hot. And then it cuts to the guests fucking moaning, and I'm disgusted. So thanks, guys. So in the morning, Captain and Fraser get up all cheery. And then Ben is talking to Sunny. Man, you know Ben. I mean, this guy, what game? He's like, so you're from Montreal, right? So you got any French food over there? You like French food?
She's like, yeah, we have poutine. He's like, oh, yeah, it's chips with gravy. She goes, yeah, well, cheese curds. Which, by the way, cheese curd is Cheddar's brother. So Fraser then sees the breakfast tablescape. He's like, I absolutely love this tablescape. It's not stupid at all. All right, I need to organize something to go to the beach. And Zandy, would you be interested in going on a kayak excursion? Adventure.
And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you would think of me for this. I would do it. Yes, for sure. But then she's telling us, I don't go into the sun. I'm fucking Twilight. I'm transparent. I don't need sun or human contact ever.
So then Jared's talking to Captain Carey and he's like, yeah, so my plan is I want to clean the areas that the guests can see first. And then I'll like set up toys and then I'll like go around and do like a spot check. Just real quickly, the big heavy thing that's on the chain, what's that called again? Yinka. Right. Thanks, man.
When's the part where you're going to take out the thing that goes round and round until we start flying?
It's a helicopter, mate.
Right. Got it.
By the way, your head's on backwards there, mate.
Got it.
Oh,
right.
Is it? Oh, man. Caught again.
Gah.
So now we see Kat eating chips in the mess. And Barbie is dancing in her bathroom.
Literally, they just keep cutting to Kat eating things. I don't know why I think it's so funny. And I feel like they're doing it to her. And I don't feel like she's like binging or anything. They're not cutting to her like, oh. But they're just obsessed with making the storyline about Kat eating. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait to find out where they're leading. Because I'm already like kind of disturbed, but also loving it.
I'm also loving Carey's espresso journey. So in the first episode, we saw him drinking out of a mug that had a dinosaur on it, which I thought was cute. And that was Captain Lee's whole thing, was that he always had like a mug of coffee. And I think that someone told Carey, like, listen, we love your dinosaur mug, but that's kind of Captain Lee's thing to have coffee. He's like, no problem. I can switch it up. So now he's at like a Keurig and he has like a little espresso with a little orange espresso cup. And I swear to God, I saw him with that espresso cup like four other times this episode. He was like down on one of like the naughty boys on like the swim platforms. And he was literally holding the espresso cup. I was like, he's really into this espresso.
He loves it. It's an adventure. So then big man with the little cup. Fraser's getting this beach picnic together, and then we cut to my other favorite storyline for the episode, Zandy drinking a lot of water. They just, they'll be like, dun, 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 salmon, salmon, making salmon, the boat loves salmon, yeah, pocket coffee set. And then the music just stops, and it's Zandy like, salmon, salmon, loving salmon. It's like, okay. I mean, they do it like 10 times. I'm not sure what it is, but I feel like the secret plot is Zandy has too much sodium.
I would be into that. The secret story.
I'm into like a relatable story. Like, anybody mad that their coffee intake is causing high blood pressure? Let's talk about that. How about that, Bravo? Where's my representation?
So the guests sit at the table, and Rebecca's like, definitely got out of the pool naked last night. And like, what? Don't you mean the hot tub, you stupid bitch? Call the hot tub. Let's get your vessels right. And they're like, yeah, I guess it's the hot tub. And they're like, did you have sex in the hot tub? You mean the pool? Wait, what are we talking about? Pools or hot tubs? Talking about hot tubs, you bitch. Shut up, you bitch.
But that's also how it went in like my head. To fuck in the community hot tub is one thing. But then to come like brag about it because nobody's asked you about it. So you have to like announce to the table that you fucked in the, you're just gross. You know what I mean? You're like a sperm litterer who brags.
Sperm litterer. Sperm litterer.
You're just littering your sperm. That is a community place. Fuck somewhere else. I don't want to swim in your cum. That is disgusting. Truly, though.
Anyway,
people are monsters.
No, okay. I agree. I'm not horrified. I still like the idea of like sperm litterer, which yeah, honestly could describe sperm. About 95% of men.
Well, yeah.
Sperm.
Well, that's definitely another show, but for sure. Okay, so Ben gives Jared some bags. Okay, so Ben comes over and he's like, all right, Jared, these backpacks you've got to take on the kayaks for the thing because it's got drinks for him. He's like, yeah, yeah, all right. So I've got to put him on the mountain that we're going to be putting on the tracks to go to the lake. Sorry, this is Mad Libs. Did I win something?
Wait, so we're going to a DMB concert after this, right? God, I hope he plays Crash. So then we see Kyle cleaning the hot tub. And Sunny's now talking to Jared. And she's like, so what's the plan? Have you tried poutine before? And he's like, all right, I think the bald guy with the espresso cup said something about driving a rib. Does that make sense, a rib? Is there such a thing as a rib? Did he mean a jib? Or did he talk about MTV Cribs? I love that show, man. Have you seen it?
Mariah Carey, that one was epic.
Oh, my God, or the hot tub. Oh, remember with the one with Exhibit? Oh, no, that was Pimp My Ride. I love that show. You like Pimp My Ride also?
I literally loved Pimp My Ride. What a show. That was one of the best shows. I loved it. How do they not have that on still? That was so good. Where they would just take cars and they would just redo the cars to be, oh my God, they would be like, oh, my party car. It's like, yeah, we put velvet carpet and we put shag rug carpeting in there and a disco ball and a bar. It's like, oh my God, thanks. My Volkswagen Bug has never been more fun.
Maybe I'll take my Kia to West Coast Customs and get it pimped out.
Pimp it, man. Pimping Kia, eating salmon. Okay, so then let's see. Where am I now? Guest tenders take off. Jared's fucking up. Ben goes to bed. Then we go to do some kayaking stuff, and Barbie's complaining to Fraser back at the boat. She's like, you know what, Barbie? That cat girl is like really slow. And then it cuts to Cat like moving extremely slowly while like a little thought bubble pops up over her head of her eating a tiny cookie or something. I can't believe they put a shot in a cat where she wasn't eating something.
I would love a tiny cookie right now. So Fraser, by the way, so there are three things happening right now. Most of the guests are going on an adventure to go kayak near some mangroves. And then there's two guests that are still on the boat. And then Fraser is going to be setting up a beach picnic for later. So before he goes on his beach picnic, he pulls Kat to the side. And he's saying it's not right now. Sorry. But he's basically... Oh, yeah, he does. He pulls her to the side and he says, listen, I'm going to go to the beach setup. And while I'm off the boat, I want you and Barbie to be on top of, be extra diligent about everything on this boat. Make sure you know exactly what is happening at all times. Which Kat hears as, you're the boss now, so go boss Barbie around.
Because two of the guests have been left on the boat. So he's like, don't just ignore the guests. Like, you guys have to make sure that someone is attending to the guests. She's like, got it. So Barbie works for me now. Okay, perfect.
You told me, which means I'm the more important daughter.
Yeah. So now they go. So Barbie basically complains to Fraser about her. And he's like, okay, you know what? I'll give her a sense of urgency. In other words, I'm going to gift her the gift of my ankle halfway up her cornhole. Because I'm that bitch today. I'm that bitch. So then Captain and Sunny realize that there's no drinks and they're all the way at the kayak excursion. And the captain's like, well, as far as I'm concerned, this is a stewardess screw up.
My favorite thing on Below Deck is when they leave a bag on the boat and they go on an excursion. And it's like that moment of stress of like, how are they going to fix it? So
I just don't think I could ever work in production because these producers are heartless monsters. I mean, they keep making close-ups of the bag, and they don't tell anybody, hey, you forgot your bag. Like, hello?
It's not more heartless than the producers on The Amazing Race, because I'll tell you, one of my favorite things on The Amazing Race is when you got two dum-dums trying to find the clue box that's there in the middle of a public square with a red and yellow ribbon on it, and the people are walking all around it like, I can't find it. And the camera always pans over, just looks and just zooms in on it. I'm like, listen, you idiots, look at your cameraman. He is literally filming the box right now to highlight how dumb you are.
Yeah.
It's the same concept, basically.
Heartless people. So then the captain radios Fraser about it, and he's like, oh, you forgot refreshments? I believe that's an interior job.
And he's like, I gave it to Ben this morning to give, so it's my mistake for trusting Ben. I thought it was done. This is fucked. I look like an idiot because Ben didn't do what I asked him to. Stupidly, I trusted someone to facilitate my own job. That mistake will not be happening again.
I will never trust someone who flat irons their hair ever again in my life. Ben Fraser, this is a British person calling upon you with disdain in his voice. Do you hear me?
The captain said I didn't give refreshments. Does that sound fishy to you? He's like, wait, but I've been on break and I told Jared to do it. Did he not? So Ben, in his defense, Ben has a reaction that you want where he gets up and runs to... That's what I need. Whenever I'm like, something was forgotten, I want to see someone be like, oh my God, I'm going to run. Oh my, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. I don't care if you really think that, but I need you to pretend, yeah. You know? And I like that Ben does that. So that's a point for Ben.
And to be fair, Ben did tell Jared. So Ben is absolved. So late the,
except
so then,
on the other hand, now that you've said something nice about Ben, I have to counter it because I don't know, it's what we do. But Ben also should know better than to tell Jared because he is the first one to sound the Jared is an idiot alarm. So if Jared's such an idiot, why are you trusting him with bags, which you know are always
that's
forgotten
true.
Before beach picnics?
Why didn't Ben just put the bags in the boat? So so then Ben is now asking Jared. He's like, by the way, did you put the black bags in the thing to go to the guests? And Jared's like, to go kayaking?
Yeah. Did it.
Totally did it. Yeah.
Well, they're saying bags. You didn't have the bags in there.
Yeah, I remember doing it. I remember holding the handles of the bag and then putting the bags in the.
Well, they said you don't have it.
But I did it. I totally remember doing it. I swear on my daughter.
Yeah, I took the bags and I opened up the top and I put it in. And then when we were playing the song, it sounded weird because there was a bag in it. I'm not talking about putting the bags in a piano. I'm talking about putting the bags in the boat. Boats are not pianos. Oh, bro. Yeah, I put the bags in the piano. I did. I did do that.
Yeah, they're in the hot tub.
Hot tub.
Yeah.
Until they leave. Just want to make sure their luggage is safe. Not their luggage. You don't put luggage in hot
tubs.
We
don't even have... Wait a second, I'm just realizing we don't even have a piano on this boat. What are you even talking about? I think I meant the hot tub.
Let me tell you this. I know this much. That luggage has sperm on it now. That's all I know. It was really funny.
Jared's basically saying like, oh, I was diagnosed with ADHD.
So
are we here?
This quote.
Hey guys, you're safe in my hands, but just so you know, I was diagnosed with ADHD and I didn't really give the medications a chance to work, which is my way of saying I chose not to take my medications, but I'm going to blame it on the medications not working. And by I didn't give them a chance to work, I didn't put them in my mouth and swallow them. So when stress comes, I'm a little bit like, whoa, squirrel. But like, don't worry. I know we're on a boat in the middle of the sea. You feel safe in my hands.
Yeah. This is not very reassuring, sir. And Fraser is talking to his favorite character himself. My favorite character himself. But he's just muttering to himself. I love those conversations. He just walks away. He's like, it's going to be a rough season. So now the guests finally get their beers. They go on their kayak excursion. It's beautiful shots. Really made me want to leave my house. JK, never would. Michelle and Lee are some ladies on the show, and they're talking about, like, they're the ones that are back on the boat. And yeah. One of them's like, do you think the bar up here is stocked? And one of them's like, no, I don't even know how to summon, but we need to do that because I need some beer. Or sperm, which is still all over the side of that hot tub. Someone missed that.
Cat Fraser. And it cuts to Cat eating a sandwich in her bedroom.
She's like eating a chocolate croissant or something. And this time she's like kind of hiding, right?
Yeah.
It looks like she's like hiding in the bed trying to eat. So I'm like, oh no, are they hinting that Cat has like some kind of disorder or something that makes it darker, you know, which of course I don't want to see. But
I did not take that at all. I was like, she's just trying to hide away from doing work. So,
I'm eating disordered, so I see everything.
That's what
you said. I guess I see everything like that, but I just see Kat always hiding with food now.
Well, I mean, she is. I mean, because usually if you're trying to eat food on a yacht, you have to hide because if you get someone who comes by and says an old phrase about if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Oh, so, yeah, that's a good one. I love eating chocolate croissants when nobody can see me, though, too. I think that's, like, the best way to eat them. Because I feel like when you eat them in public, you have to eat them like this. Like, no, you take off a bite, and then you eat, like, quote-unquote, normally. Whereas when you're home, you can order them from the grocery store in a bin thing, and then you can just put a whole one in your mouth, like a Pac-Man. But it's, like, square croissants with chocolate in the middle. That's how I like that.
I'm so mad because I wanted to get a chocolate croissant this morning.
Dude,
and I didn't.
I would literally murder someone's pet for a chocolate croissant. I want a chocolate croissant so bad. It's all I think
I want
about.
One. I am actually, like, we have to, like, finish this podcast in 10 minutes because the local place that sells really good chocolate croissants is going to close in 10 minutes. And now it's like, sorry, like, yeah, below deck is right important, now. But a chocolate croissant's more important. So anyway, they were on a boat, and then everyone was happy. They got a tip. Bye.
Yeah. In high school, we had to go see, like, a counselor, and they would tell us, you know, what our ideal job would be. And every time they asked me my goals, I would just say chocolate croissant. And you know what? I stick to it that to this day. It's just my goal. I love
yeah,
chocolate
I want a chocolate croissant.
I'm hungry.
I am okay. Starving. And I want
so
a
this girl
croissant.
Is hiding with the chocolate croissant, basically. I don't blame her.
So he goes and he finds her, and this is where he's like, I want you to be very, very conscious about what's going on the boat. And she hears, you are from Southern California, and therefore you actually own Barbie now. She is yours.
When what he was really saying was, stop fucking hiding while you're eating your food. I know what you're doing. I need you to be conscious of the boat. But
be aware. As you do your tasks, pay attention to things around you. Don't get tunnel vision. That's what he's saying, right?
Yes. So then, and stop hiding with food. Like, because it's obvious. Because she's like, oh, what? And then she comes back with shit on her teeth every time. You know it. So now we cut to Anthony doing squats. And who's Anthony? I don't
he's
really
Stress.
Care.
Remember we named Stress Anthony? No, Anthony
is
the chef.
Yeah, the chef, yeah. So then the cat is trying to radio Barbie now because she's the boss. And Barbie's like, go for Barbie. I said go for Barbie. Hello. And
Barbie cat.
Yeah, go ahead, go.
Barbie cat.
Go.
Barbie
go.
On Milwaukee.
For Barbie,
Milwaukee.
Go for Barbie.
Barbie.
Go for Barbie.
Barbie cat.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Barbie cat, are you on Milwaukee? Oh, you on Milwaukee?
Are you on the radio? And she goes, yes, I said go for Barbie twice. And she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't hear that. Okay, well, I'm heading out, but I'll be intermittently checking on the guests. And there's two up there, but they're going to be staying on the boat. Okay?
Barbie's like, cool. Okay. So, okay.
And then Barbie goes, okay, so you got that right. And she's
yes.
like, well, oh, yeah, you got that right. I mean, basically, Frasier just wants us to see that they're okay. But I mean, I guess. And she goes, so you got that. Right.
You're going to do that, right? So you're going to do that, right?
I guess.
I guess. Yeah. I have a question. Are you going to do that, or is the chocolate croissant that's hanging off your lip going to do that? Because that's what I'm seeing right now.
Let me tell you who's not checking on the guests. His name is Pan, a chocolat. Okay. He might be checking on them a little more if he still had a head. But unfortunately, it's been eaten off.
There's been some pan au chocolat murder, and it looks like you're suspect number one. So stop doing that pretend limp croissant sauce. So,
croissant sauce. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, feed me a chocolate croissant, or it's just going to get worse. Commercials. Here comes one right now. Okay, so Frasier now arrives at the beach setup, which Kyle and Ben have done, so of course it looks ridiculous, and Frasier's like, this whole setup is horrific. And then a cousin saying, guys, this is really cool.
Yeah. It's a blanket on the ground or a sheet on the ground with giant seashells to hold it down. And he's like, it looks horrific. However, Kyle looks like a rugged farmer, and my crops need cutting. New Frasier is slaying.
Show me your sickle and I'll give you my wheat. So Barbie then goes and asks Captain Carey where he's from. They're down in the crew mess, and Carey's like, well, I'm from Southeast Asia, so officially I'm Asian American. And Barbie's like, you're from Asia? He goes, well, I mean, that's where Australia is, right? Did he say that Australia was in Asia? Did he actually say that, or did I mishear?
Yeah, she said Southeast Asian and he said Australia. And she's like, I literally don't know anything. So he's like, it's called geography, Bob.
That's, you can't claim Asia if you're in Australia. They're two different continents, right? Am I crazy? Maybe I misheard it, because it seemed like he was saying that because he's from Australia, he was there for Southeast Asian. And that something seemed...
I think that is what he was saying. Let me see. Australia is a separate continent distinct from Asia. However, the relationship between the two is more nuanced than it appears. Oh. It's its own continent situated in the region known as Oceania. But if we're talking about proximity, it's much closer to Asia.
Maybe there's a situation like there's like a sort of a Southeast Asian island that like is like an Australian territory. I don't know. I was dang confused by it. So Carrie's like, ew, it's just geography. Geography, known as the most adventurous of the sciences. And Barbie's like, wow, I couldn't even tell you where we are right now. I'm dumb. And he's like, well, let me show you, young lady. When I left Australia, I went straight to Victoria, which is British Columbia. She's like, wait a second. Britain or Columbia? I don't understand how that works.
My dad's smart, but I'm stupid. He's like, all right, well, this was fun for a second, but you're scaring me now, girl. For Christ's sake.
Is this the Bermuda Triangle? He's like, no, you're just pointing at the Keurig machine. Oh, so she's like doing this whole like, I don't understand things. But then the moment that cat shows up, she's like, hey, Barbie, what? Have you done any of the room checks?
Barbie hates her guts. She's like, what do you want?
Flirting with the captain.
She goes, have you done any of the room checks? Just what do you mean by room checks? Like towels or anything? And by the way, Cat happens to be folding a big giant towel. So she's like, look at me doing towel things. Have you done towel things today? And so...
you know what else you have to fold like that? Puff pastry. Croissants that make themselves.
20 times over a piece of chocolate. So then the captain's like, all right, go ahead, Bob. Do something that I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to do with the one or the both of you by the end of the season. Take out the trash. And she goes, well, actually, I am doing something. I'm taking out the trash. So.
So then she's like, she says something about like there's like this secret cabinet or whatever.
Cat says, Fraser wanted me to know what's going on at all times. And she goes, okay. And Kat's like, I don't know why she's giving me attitude. And then Barbie's like, this girl is not my boss, basically. Fuck this girl. And I know Fraser is not putting this idiot in charge of me. So then she's like, oh, really? But do you know how to open the secret drawer in the cabin?
Barbie's like, fine, you can show me this magical closet. Kat's like, Barbie's giving me Regina George vibe. It's funny because Barbie goes, she's really like the type of girl who read a burn book. And then Kat's like, yeah, she's giving me Regina George vibe. And like, I love Mean Girls, but fuck that girl. So they're both accusing each other of being in Mean Girls.
Yeah. Mean Girls having quite a moment on Bravo. So Barbie is over her. Kat's over her. And then Kat goes, okay, well, here's the thing. They expect us to be working. She goes, I am working. She goes, oh, right. But, you know, like making the boat look nice and stuff, that kind of work. And Barbie's like, she's just staring at her like, is this lady kidding me?
She real?
I will fucking kill her. I will outlaw Coca-Cola her from money. Coca-Cola. Yeah, I will ban her from ever drinking another Coke again.
And that includes the entire family products. Okay, you want Fanta? Guess what? You're banned.
Aquafina? Aqua no-no.
I wish I knew more of their products. So Fraser is, I'm like, I know they have a lot, but I don't know anymore.
I know. I went to like the least amount of taste in everything right off the bat. I didn't really leave us a lot of room.
It's okay. So Fraser is annoying and Fraser is annoyed that Carrie, He thinks that Carrie doesn't like him, basically, or thinks that he's like a disaster. So he's really annoyed about that. He's like, it's a shame that we have to work with stupidity. So Ben is annoyed too. And he's like, Jared's not worked on a big boat in a long time. And I think he's missing the mark on so many things. Did you see before he tried to connect a handle to a handle? I mean, what are you talking about with this? How can I connect a handle with a handle? Am I right?
Now we're at the beach picnic and Fraser and Kat are working. And he's like, so, darling, my girl, one of my girls, darling face, little girl, how are things going, darling? And she's like, well, I'm not feeling very respected, to be honest. And he's like, by who then? By Barbie. Because, well, you know how you told me to talk to her and figure things out? About, well, you know, the things with our doing our tasks when you're gone to the beach. The beach that we're on right now at noon on this beach.
I love when he just like says one word that she just says and says it back at her accusingly.
Yes. Well, remember when you made me the Lord Mistress of the entire yacht before? So everyone has to do what I say on the yacht. I don't remember that. No, remember when you said this yacht is yours now? And you can redecorate how you want. We're going to call it the SS Cat. I don't remember that, Cat.
Remember when you literally called me the Queen of the North and then told me to murder Jon Snow so he wouldn't try to fuck with me again? Actually, no. No.
That gone literally, you're in a different franchise now, darling. I need you to come back here to Blow Deck.
Let me tell you one thing they didn't have on Game of Thrones. Croissant.
Actually, you're incorrect. Remember when they used to call me Mother of Croissants? No, that was dragons. Dragons are not croissants. I'm pretty sure dragons are croissants. No.
Then how did I just eat one while I was hiding in my bedroom? I mean,
do you remember when I rode that croissant into King's Landing and just destroyed it all with my croissant breath?
All right, now we're going into spoiler territory, all right? Not all of us have Max.
No, my croissants last actually a few days, so they're not spoiled.
So she's like, yeah, remember when you made me the boss of the world and called me Bill Gates? And he's like, no. And she's like, well, guess what? Barbie doesn't respect it. You should fire her. She's not respectful. And she's like, it's better to just say how you feel because, like, it's affecting me emotionally. Oh, fuck off. I mean, I swear to God, get out of here. You're one of the most gorgeous places in the world, and I don't want to hear about your emotions. Shut up. You ain't seen nothing yet. This Barbie's an emotional terrorist. I can tell you this right now, and if you can't handle this.
It's very stressful being at an island where grenades are made. I mean, listen, Granada's a very dangerous place. So he's like, okay, well, I just want you to know, Kat, I'm listening to you, and we're going to work on this. You have my full support, you dumb, dumb twit.
So now the guests come to the beach picnic, and the chef asks Fraser to serve because he wants to only be like 3 hours late for dinner tonight, so he wants to get started. So he goes back, and Ben is serving as well there. So Xandi gets a little sunburn. She's like, this is why I hate humans. I am burnt at stake like witch.
It's terrible. So now Barbie's setting up for Miami night on the boat, and she's like, I'm from Miami, by the way. Plot twist, I know I'm Argentinian, but I'm actually from Miami, and we're gonna do Miami night, and I'm excited because it's my first time showing what my favorite thing to do is, which is to yell at Cat. Oh, so fun. But I also like to decorate. I actually went to school in Argentina for interior design, so yeah, you're gonna see all my magic tonight because I love aesthetics.
We all know that. That's why I tattooed my eyebrows on.
It's like, dumb.
I forgot.
Okay, so then we go to the wacky guests. One of them falls off the little boat when they're coming back to the big boat. And then Ben and Fraser are back on the beach cleaning up. And Ben's like, so I saw you have a lengthy conversation with Kat Rod over there. What happened there? And he's like, oh, well, I think she might be finding it rough to take criticism from Barbie. He's like, ooh, I can't wait to use this information.
Now, Fraser definitely fell into a trap here. He should not have gossiped about his apartment to Ben, because Ben is, even though he knows Ben, and I think he confused his history with Ben as actually being something he could do. But the truth is that, like, Ben is not the head of department of his area. So he really, I feel like heads of departments can only gossip to other heads of departments, you know, but what you don't do is you don't gossip to people who are like underlings. And that's what he did. And he fell into the trap. Bad.
Like in the, you know, comparing it to other times we've seen this happen, this wasn't so bad. He just,
right.
I mean, he did gossip, so but he was like, well, you know, I didn't think that she likes hearing being bossed around or whatever. It wasn't like one of the normal ones, like, well, she was talking shit about that bitch Barbie, you know,
yeah.
which happened on
too many
quite a bit last time. But yeah, not good. Not good, bro.
So now, but the guests are heading back to the boat, and Anthony is discussing, he's talking about his meal for tonight. He's like, oh, tonight is going to be Latino vibe. I always love, you know, Latin vibe. At 21, I opened my first restaurant called The Panama, you know, like the town of Panama. I'm like, yeah, sure, it's a town. Or country, that's fine. It's like, yes, we were French fusion with South American and Miami vibes. So I tried to bring Miami vibes to my own town of Nancy, France. I'm like, why do I? I'm just getting this sense that the people of Nancy, France hated this restaurant.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Miami?
Yeah. No, Nancy. Yeah, his pitch was a little weird. Oh, it's Latin night. I love Latin vibe. I opened the restaurant in the trash can. On the beach in a firestorm in Oklahoma.
I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, Latin. It's like, I feel like I'm missing some info. I feel like you've given me a lot of information, but I'm still missing most of it. That makes sense.
I know. So Barbie's decorating and everything, and Ben goes right up to Barbie and goes, hey, how you doing? By the way, I heard something from Kit. And she goes, really? Kat said something to you? Did you talk about that secret compartment? Like, I'm over it already.
She wasn't very happy with you, and I can say that she's got. I thought one of. I said, "Did she knock out one of your teeth?" And she said, "No. Why? It's because she had a bit of chocolate covering one of her teeth. It looked like she's looking like she was in a western something."
Yeah, have you? I've never seen someone have so much flaky pastry coming around their lips.
And she's like, okay, well, today she came up to me and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm working. And she was like, you're supposed to like be working. But I was like, but I am working. And he goes, yeah, she hates you. So then Fraser comes up to her. And by the way, they don't just gossip. He's like, this girl hates you. And she's like, okay, let's sit down.
Yeah,
in guest chairs and talk about it. So they like sit down like they're having a glass of wine. And then Fraser comes out and he's like, Bobby. And she's like, oh, yeah, do you like the table? He goes, I do, but I'm not saying forks or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I was about to do that. But by the way, Ben just came up and said that Kat just said all this shit about me. And he's like, well, why is he meddling? He goes, no, she's meddling. He goes, no, I know him. He just spent the whole day watching us. Fucking hell.
So he's like, and Fraser can call it because he knows exactly what Ben is doing. And I think this is very spot on. He says, I don't know what Ben's plan is here, but I'm guessing he gets attention from it. He gets a girl to be like, what do you mean? And then that's attention he so desires.
Ben, can I ask one thing of you? Please don't get involved in interior drama, because it's just that you've riled her up now and now I have to deal with it. And she's fiery, you know? That Coca-Cola money really leads to hot personalities.
And so Ben kind of laughs it off. He's like, all right, sorry about that. And so he's on Fraser's bad side now, right?
Yeah.
So Fraser walks off muttering to my favorite character, himself. And he's like, Ben, fuck off and leave my girls alone, motherfucker.
So now the guests are getting ready for dinner. And then Jared walks up to Carrie and goes, hey, man, like, how red am I? Look at me. I'm like your t-shirt. Remember your big red t-shirt from last night? We totally bonded over that. Remember that? And Carrie's like, oh, yeah. Well, it's that backwards hat, mate. Don't think I'm not watching.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, damn it. It's like your pants are on backwards, too. Are they? Oh, shit. That explains why I couldn't piss earlier. That was awkward.
We also caught you throwing ham at the walls. Don't know why you're doing that.
I actually don't know either. I thought it was a tennis ball.
This still doesn't make it any better.
All right.
So then Barbie's talking to Sonny, and she's like, so, do you see anyone you fancy on board? And Sonny goes, no. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll pretend you said, yeah, we're doing fun girl talk. Yeah, me too. Ben is like the best, but I'd have to shave his head.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny because they're talking about hot guys and they both agree that no one's hot. But then they keep cutting to Kyle, shirtless, being like, I got a sunburn. Ah, my sun is burned. It's burned me. And they keep showing him and his butt crack like they're talking about him being sexy. But they're like, no, everyone's gross on this.
They're they're trying really hard to make us really think that Kyle and Ben are hot. But like. They're just not doing it for me. Not doing it for me.
Yeah, guys. We have eyes and ears and general instincts.
Croissants. You know? We have croissants. So now they're setting. Now it's time for dinner. So the guests take their seats. The food all comes out on time, which is shocking. And we have lots of like Venezuelan chicken arepas, and there was something else that looked delish. Everyone loves it. The food is a big hit.
And of course, one of the ladies is like, oh, they had to put something in our mouths to shut us up. I have a ball gag in my bag. Should I get it?
And meanwhile, Xandi has like a sunburn on her leg, and Fraser's like, you're fucking amazing, you little vampire. Now go down and get some aloe vera. There's aloe vera in the toiletry cupboard. Bathe in it. Bathe in it, bitch.
Normally, I would be excited to put this on me, but it is named Aloe Vera, and Vera is also name of person, and I hate people.
So she goes to bed, and then we see her listening to a gruesome murder podcast. It's like, the top 10 most gruesome American murders, which I liked that she's specifically a rom-com. Listening to. The only people I like are the dead ones.
I love a feel-good story. So now Ben and Kyle are hanging out. And Kyle is like, oh, I don't think I've had a chick in 8 years. And Kyle's like, yeah. And I guess he's been single for, I don't care. He's been single. And then Jared gives us some classic below deck bosun backstory. He's like, yeah, man. Oh, I actually got engaged and I separated from the mother of my daughter. She was my first real love. We worked together for quite a while, shared cabins and all that. And then she wanted to go to school in Italy, and I kind of knew, dude, that was going to be the last time I saw her, especially when she said, how many fucking times I've got to tell you, getting knocked up by you was the biggest mistake of my life. Get out of my cabin.
No, the lady that he had the baby with, I think, is in Alaska, or that's where his kid is. He said he was never going to love again after the mother of his child, but then he met this lady, but then she decided to go to school in Italy, and I was like, bro, what are you falling in love with 18-year-olds? Because... That's so that guy though, right? To be like, yeah, we banged on a boat one time, and then she decided to go wait for it. College, disgusting. But you know what? When you love somebody, you gotta let them go so they can flourish and hopefully, I don't know, make a living and help you raise your daughter. You don't see that much because honestly, it's cold as a witch's tit where she lives. I'm like, why would I go there? What was I talking about?
So everyone is going to bed and stuff, and Kat goes up to Barbie and goes, okay, so like once I finish this task, like we can just like tag team on like the stuff we have to do tonight. And Barbie's like, okay, you can literally pick whatever the hell you want. Just pick whatever the hell you want. And let me add a little to that just to show you how much I hate your fucking face.
Stupid face. And then as she walks off, she goes, Barbie, she goes, literally curious what she does all day. Just can't wait.
But you know what's funny is that earlier, Barbie's complaining about this, but earlier when Barbie was talking to Ben about like, when Ben was like, oh, yeah, the cat's not happy with you. She goes, yeah, like earlier I was schmoozing with the captain because I worked like crazy the day before. So she's like saying, she's basically implying I worked hard the day before, so I like earned the right to be lazy today and schmooze with the captain. So now, and then she's complaining about Kat not doing her work.
Yeah, I think they're both in that we should hate each other because we're both below deck stews, but they're,
yeah,
they're both just kind of grasping. So yeah. Then Kyle is on the bridge, you know, watching, and he's like, oh, okay, is it cloudy? And what is my visibility like here? Murder. The outlook? Murder.
And then it's 1:15 a.m., which is important because now you know what time it is before we then go to the morning, and it's 6 a.m. So there we go. Another unnecessary timestamp in the middle of everything.
Yeah, I guess it's to see like, wow, they were vacuuming till 1:15. But now it's 6:05 in the morning and everybody's getting up and the captain asks Xandi how she is. And she's like a baby, or how she slept. And she says, like a baby. And he's like, I think it's hilarious when people say that. Because when you have a baby and you say, I don't want to sleep like a baby, they barely sleep. Let me tell you, I want to sleep like someone on an adventure.
Do you want to hear an adventure about children? Here we go. My kids are the best kids in the world. My son is 13. My daughter's 11. They both can chug 5 beers in 13 minutes. Impressed. My son is a huge character. Big heart. He's like his dad. He's very, very sensitive. My daughter, she's an absolute firecracker. Also, she loves throwing firecrackers at little animals. We have a close bond. Adventure.
When
when my kids were young, I'd go onto a plane and I'd apologize on a flight and I'd buy people drinks and say, I'm sorry for what's about to happen to you. You know?
And they all say, it's all right, we have small kids. I said, no, it's not about the kids. I also brought a kangaroo.
What good's child rearing if it's not an adventure?
Yeah, there I would get people drinks, you know? And then Zandy's like, I'm so broody. Every time I get on a flight, I consider maybe getting on birth control.
So then Barbie, big shocker, guys, she brought custom sheets that do not fit her bed. So then she tries to pawn them off on Sunny, which I don't know. Does Sunny have a smaller bed? I didn't really
understand. What was this? Because she was like, by the way, my sheets don't fit my bed. Yeah. And they're like the softest sheets too. So I was going to ask, like, do you want some nice sheets? What?
Sunny's like, wow, love that for me. Thanks for the sheets that don't fit. Yeah, weird.
Great, I'll just take on your useless sheets and make my luggage even heavier.
So now the guests are having breakfast, and Jared is showing Sunny how to do a nod. Or a knot, sorry. He's like, you do this when you want something. You say it like this. Like, no, sorry, I meant to teach you a knot. I mean, but we don't call it a knot, okay? Just because, like, I really think that people are like idiots, so I'm going to teach it to you this way. It's called a cheat code. Okay? If you tie it like this, the boat will stay here. It's called a knot, dude. Okay?
So then Kara's like, all right, everyone who wants to have an adventure meeting. All right. So guess what? Stern lines, starboard distances. I need to know a distance. I need to know my lines. I need to keep eyes and ears out. Fender, starboard distances, stern lines, stern distances, boats, hulls, keels. Anchors. All right. Does everyone understand that?
Okay. So let's see. The guests are sad because they have to leave. And Kat and Barbie are sniping at each other a little. Kat's like, I'm going to need a cocktail tonight. Sorry if I came off eggy earlier. She goes, yeah, well, I know how I come off. It's hard. And you know what? Maybe if you talk to me instead of other people about me, that would be the best thing for you. You understand? Because you're basically poor and I'm rich. And rich people hear things. So you might want to think of that next time you start talking shit about Coca-Colorita, which is what they call me because I'm like the princess of Coca-Cola. So try to get a bitch.
Yeah, because someone did come up to me and say, hey, that real eggy girl was upset. So I was like, which one? The one who looks like a broken custard? You mean Kat? And they're like, yeah. I was like, you're right. She is eggy, but she's like bad eggy in a way that you can't even, you have to throw it out in the trash and start over. Am I right?
Are we talking about the same girl that needs to be between a fucking McMuffin to be palatable?
We're talking about the Sam girl that people often cook too quickly when they make their scrambles. And you're like, ew, this is crumbly and stupid.
She's like, the only person who could have told anybody about that would be Fraser. So that's fucking shocking. And Barbie's like, yeah, so any complaints about my person, I'm all ears. And she's like, okay.
So now it's time to dock. Okay, get to dock in Granada. So Kara's like, all right, deck crew, game on. It's time to have an adventure in the port. We're coming on in. Let's cue the serious music. Dun, 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 dun. I'll do the music. Don't you worry. Dun, 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 dun.
So he's like, all right, stern dancers, distance to stern. That's what I need. Someone call it, wankers.
And Kyle's just like staring out over the water.
Say your distance. Say your distance. I need a distance. Someone give me a distance.
No one's talking. It just, they make it look like everyone's just fishing, like just waiting for a fish to bite, just staring kind of over at the water. And then it'll cut to Jared every once in a while. He's like, all right, 5 meters. No, no, 3 feet. No, 7 sticks of trident. No, half a block.
First and foremost, this is a big red boat, not trident, so get it right. Second of all, I don't know where we are. I'm going to have to run around. I'll be like, I need to know my stern distance. Because guess what? I'm a stern man looking for a stern distance to help a motherfucker out once in a while.
All right, 6 Peters.
Did you mean meters, mate? No, no. I knew this guy named Peter. It's like as long as him, but like 6.
Mate!
Oh, for fuck's sake. So, Fender's coming out. And Carrie's like, I'm in trouble.
And everything looks dangerous. There's a lot of rotate. Call 5 meters line.
This one is not looking good. It's looking very scary. And he's like, I'm a bee's dick away from bailing on this.
You know, there's a bee that's like, excuse me, what are you trying to imply? Because I've made many women happy.
How about we remove the shame from my game, bitch? Okay.
It's actually very proportionate. Okay. And I have many bee lovers. Okay. You know what? Do you see how many babies that queen has? Okay. It didn't happen with one tiny little dick. Okay.
And I'm sorry to be that bee, but I am that bee. So.
So then everybody's in trouble. So the guests leave and they compliment the food and love the tablescapes. And then they've brought not only a tip, but baskets that are a little bit of Texas. Oh, fuck off. All right, we get it. Okay, you like bacon and beef. You can go now. Goodbye. You don't need to carry your Texas goods over fucking country lines. We get it.
Yeah. Congrats, you. You just showed your checked bag privilege, okay? Because those were not carry-on friendly. So then now it's time to have a deck meeting. Because Carrie's like, all right, everyone, good job. We had a nice job. Deck crew to the wheelhouse. Okay, all right. Someone tell my idiot bosun I didn't say do cartwheels. I said wheelhouse. All right.
Oh, my bad. My bad. And your hat's still on backwards. Oh, my bad. So he's like, everybody did great. You made $1 million. You made like $25,000 or something. But I need to... Wait, does he yell at the deck crew first?
Yeah, he has like a pre-tip meeting. He's like, deck meeting. All right, first duck and guys, not real happy. I'm actually pretty fucking pissed off. I can't have people on deck who can't tell me what the fuck is going on. Also, Jared, I don't know how many times I have to tell you to turn your hat the other way around, but what's even worse is now that I look at your hat, it's just a tortilla. What the fuck are you doing on here, man?
You know, I actually almost told that tortilla its person is on backwards. Man, that's a damn shame, man. Now, they've been showing this scene over and over again, making us think that he's going to fire somebody or whatever. But he's like, now, listen, if you don't communicate with me, you're all going home. You know what? I think this crew's going to be great. All right, let's get back to it. You're all going to be rich in about 5 minutes.
You know, the issue with Jared is that he's just, you know, he's not used to running something like this himself. He's not exactly in my head yet, but he'll get there. When he gets into my head, you know what he's going to hear? Adventure!
That guy may seem like a kangaroo calf on a goat's wing, but I'll find use for him yet.
It takes a long time for a wallaby to get into a koala's head, but once it happens, and magic happens then too.
Jared's all upset. He's like, dude, being called out on talking, that's not something I should be getting called out on. Oh, well. So now it's a tip meeting. They've all made a bunch of money. They made like 25 grand or something like that. And they're psyched. And he compliments them. He's like, yeah, pretty good. What we need more is some more communication, guys.
But I have to say, I'm like a dog with two tails. I'm really happy. And also, Sarah McLachlan's a little bit concerned about me.
One way makes me double happy. On the other hand, when I've got fleas, I'm scratching two asses.
Unfortunately, I'm like a dog with two tails, which means that people think I'm pleasuring myself all the time with the noises that come from my rear. But it's just my tail wagging into itself.
So Fraser calls Kat, and he's telling us, last year, I took my team as individuals, but this time it's important to see the team as one, because it's not about you, it's about us.
Okay, it's very important. Throughout the season, I want to really treat everyone as with respect. I want everyone to treat each other, respect each other, and care for each other as you would the captain. And do you understand what kind of level of respect that is? And Barbie's like... Well, the first day you were like, I just want to say, Kat, you were like pretty slow compared to like what I was doing. And like, that's what I was just talking. That's why I was talking to you the way I was talking to you, because it wasn't you're a nice person. You're just a very slow person compared to me, who's a very fast and arguably much wealthier person than you are. And that's it. You're just slow and dumb.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's really hard working with slow people. And then Ben did come up and tell me that you said some negative things about me. And Kat's like, wow, well, I never talked to Ben, so.
Well, he didn't say you said anything to him. He said more like you were just making noises through the sound of a croissant, and he interpreted that as a complaint.
And then my response to him, because I thought you were talking about me, I said, well, she works like a snail. And by that, I mean very slowly. I'm sure snails are probably more productive than you. I mean, at least you know a snail has been in a room because they leave a trail, whereas you just nothing, nothing.
Well, I will say that the first night, like, the dishes just would not stop. And that's why I was, like, stuck in that pantry so long, because it just was, like, dish after dish after dish, croissant break, dish, dish, another croissant, dish, dish, pain au chocolat, which is different than a croissant, so I felt like I was owed a pain au chocolat break, too. More dishes.
Well, you see, if we hadn't had this conversation, we wouldn't have known the onslaught of dishes that Cap is dealing with.
Some might say it's good to dish once in a while. That was a pun. Do you dum-dums get it?
No. She's like, yeah. So, and then I was like given so many roles that, well, figuratively and literally. I mean, I would...
Have you ever tried a Parker House role?
I find a new hiding place for a role, and then I was given something else to do. It was a really rough day.
I, unfortunately, I never would have stopped to have a role, except I thought I was getting medical insurance, but it turns out a Kaiser role is a totally different thing. I guess it's more of a Kaiser bun. I'm not sure.
Wow, you're really on a roll. Don't say that. I'm starving. All right. All right, then. I'm glad we had this talk. And so he's like, okay, so now, listen, if you have too many tasks, just say that to us. You have the right to have other tasks. Are we all agreed? We're all a family here. And Kat goes, okay, well, one more thing. So before Fraser left for the beach picnic, I saw you hanging out and talking. And so I asked if you were available to help out.
Because I think as we all remember, I was given the title of Grand Poobah of all floating vessels in the Southern Hemisphere. And so I thought it was my right to check in on that.
Okay, okay. Well, you didn't say it that way. That's not how you said it. But okay, whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
Well, as Countess of the High Seas, I just was very concerned that you were not making it as nice as it should have been.
And she's like, well, that's not how you said it. So you said you need to move because we're supposed to be working. And she goes, I can promise you I did not say that. Absolutely not. And it cuts to her saying, we're supposed to be working.
And Barbie's like, yeah, you just have to be sensitive to how you speak because, like, I'm sorry, you're very sensitive to how I speak, but you have to be sensitive to how you speak. And Fraser goes, okay, let's stop it here because you're boring and you're not sexy enough for me to pay attention to. Okay. I don't see this going anywhere constructive. We're getting petty right now and not in a gay, campy way, in a boring way, okay? I don't have time for pettiness. You have to be good, a good stew and get along, and if you can't, I can't help with that. You'll both be gone and hopefully trade up for a hot man instead.
Yeah. All right, guys, this is a good meeting.
You're not even part of this meeting, you fucking moron. Get out of it. Oh, by the way, your hat's on backwards.
It's like, oh, damn it.
And it's a croissant that Kat's already eating. Well, that was it. That was Below Deck for this week. Fun times. It's going to be a mess. They're a disaster. We'll see what happens next week. In the meantime, definitely get your tickets for the Crappies, whether it's going to be in person or streaming. And don't forget to vote. Go check us out on Patreon. All the links are at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we will catch you on our next episode. Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch Our Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.